Good morning and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and today is Friday, January 17th, 2019, and we're coming to you from our World Broadcast Studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. Today's podcast is podcast number 34, Security Awareness Part 2. So let's jump right into today's topic. So for many people, security awareness is the proverbial white elephant in the room, something people would rather just pretend is not there or that it's unnecessary. You know, the old "it won't happen to me" mentality is prevalent in society, and I personally link that mentality to a stress coping mechanism for those unprepared for threats, aka people who security experts, law enforcement, and the military often refer to as sheep. These are the people who have no clue as to what constitutes a threat, how to avoid a threat, and certainly no clue as to how to deal with a bona fide threat live and in person. The moment a crisis appears, they'll drop and assume the position, the fetal position that is. Just curl up in a ball, close your eyes, and start crying. When you open your eyes, all will be well. Warm sunshine is felt on your face. The smell of fresh-cut roses pervades the room. And the wonderful song, "Rock-a-bye Baby," is softly playing in the background. Sorry to interrupt your happy thoughts, but folks, that's just not how reality works. Your education and preparation are the key components to security awareness. Knowing what threats are out there, knowing what to look for, having situational awareness, knowing what to do when you recognize a potential threat, knowing what to do, and taking action to effectively deal with a situation. Now here's what bothers me. We go to great measures to learn things and to teach our kids the necessity to learn certain things. Let's take swimming as an example. Knowing how to survive in the water environment, or more directly, how not to drown. Now let's juxtapose that concept to security awareness and let me analogize by postulating this thought. Life is one big pool, and it's filled with hazards. Security awareness, in its most basic sense, is learning how not to drown as we move through it. Will you be able to tell the difference between the shallow side and the deep side of life? How do you know how to swim from a security perspective? How do you swim out of a security rip current when you find yourself in a threatening situation through no fault of your own, but you're in the current being swept out? Educated swimmers can recognize the rip current from the wave patterns and avoid them. Why? Because they've been educated and know how to avoid them. Just as when you're in danger in the water, so is the case in life. Don't panic. Panic always makes matters worse. What about life-saving equipment? Do you have yours? How about knowing what to do to save someone who's drowning? Do you know what to do? You know, I can draw analogies all day on this. I hope you get the picture. You need to be educated in security awareness and know what to do in any given threat situation. It sounds simple, right? Well, for some, maybe not. So let's talk about some basics. And the first is something that lays the foundation for everything when we're discussing security. Number one, practice situational awareness. Situational awareness, what is it? It's being aware of what's going on around you. Who, what, when, where, how, and why. Who's around you? What are they doing? Does anything seem out of place? Be observant. That's not walking around with earbuds on, with your face smashed into your smartphones. Remember, at your house, condition white. Walking around in the mall, in a store, restaurant, in your car, wherever you're out of the locked doors of your house, condition yellow, i.e. heightened state of awareness. I call it cautious awareness. You know what's going on. You take the wrong turn and you're in a heightened threat area. That's condition orange. You're very alert. Active threat and process, condition red. Get to safety, defend yourself, and survive. This stuff, by the way, has nothing to do with paranoia, but everything to do with preparation. Don't be caught off guard. Don't be a sheep. Number two, use good judgment when you're considering your activities. Are you a woman? Don't go out jogging by yourself at a lightly occupied trail. You know, some of you may be disagreeing with me right now. Really? You know, be smart and take precaution. There's a walking and jogging trail in another city near where I live, and multiple women have been assaulted jogging on this trail alone. And it's been widely publicized, but people, especially women, continue to go there by themselves and jog alone. There are better places to jog or walk. Use public, well-occupied, with minimal cover areas. These are the best places to go. And this applies to everything you do. Think about it. If you want to do something, be safe. Am I going to the safest place that I can go? What are my options? What have I done to prepare for a threat, should one arise? Number three, lock your house and car doors. You know, if you're in a car, remove the valuables from view. Park in a well-lit, safe area. At your house, lock the doors always. Don't open it for strangers, even people holding a box, unless you're verified that they're legit, like FedEx, Amazon, UPS. They have IDs. Check to verify. Number 4. Do you have kids? Protect them. Don't let them out by themselves to roam around without adult supervision, unless they're old enough to be out, old enough to recognize a threat and to run from a threat. How old, you may ask? Oh, I have a number, but you probably wouldn't like it because it's a bit high. But that's me. You know, I have a neighbor whom I don't know, who has like a 3-year-old daughter, and she lets her ride her trike on the street by herself. And often, when I've seen her out there, there's not a parent in sight. Really, don't be that parent, please. Watch your children wherever you go, in a grocery store, at the mall, never out of sight, never in a threat area. Watch them like a hawk and be close enough to get to them quickly if you need to. They're your responsibility. Too young to go to the bathroom alone, when out in public, go with them. Be a parent, protect your kids. Train them in threat awareness, what to look for and what to do in a threatening situation. Number 4, keep an outdoor light on, front porch, back porch at night. Light is a deterrent to crime. You see them, they don't see you. That's the best plan. Close your blinds at night. Infrared security lights are good. Security cameras are good. Close it up at night so people can't see in. The bad guys can't see in. But have some lights on outside. I always recommend that. Number 5, don't leave valuables out and around your house, which is an invitation to criminals. Those include bikes, mowers, anything of value. Put it in a garage, put it out of sight. And again, don't leave valuables in exposed cars, no phone cords, anything. Lock the car. Don't leave anything in sight that the bad guys can look in and then break your window. Number 6, when you're going out of town, stop the mail and paper. Now have somebody pick it up for you. Have a trusted neighbor park their car in your driveway when they come home from work. Use automatic interior lights that go on at random times. You know, give the appearance occupancy. That's what you want to do. And I wouldn't put it out on your Facebook page that you're going out of town to Cancun for the week, and then you're leaving your house exposed to everybody. Minimize the people you tell you're out of town, and have somebody watch your house. It's always smart to do. And lastly, for today, since we're running out of time, educate yourself and prepare for any and all situations. Make yourself, your family, your home, your car very difficult. Harden the target. When bad guys see you, your family, or your home, the first thing that should pop into their frail, warped minds is this: just move on. Not getting anywhere there. They're prepared. They took precautions. Not you, not now, not ever. And I have a book on the topic called Live Safe, A Practical Guide to Personal and Family Security. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and any online retailer. If you don't have a copy, buy a copy for yourself and every member of your family. It's loaded with information to keep you and your family safe. I just wanted to mention these topics today so that you kept security awareness at the top of your mind. And again, just as I said when we opened up the show, we're not talking about paranoia here. I'm not trying to make you afraid. What I am trying to do is to make you aware of your surroundings, aware of what you do, how you protect yourself and your family, and then to be prepared to know what to do if a threatening situation arises. That's all we're talking about here. It's not anything that should cause you any more concern than anything else in life, but you need to go through life understanding that there are threats out there and understanding what you can do to prepare and avoid these threats. A lot of this stuff is pretty simple, and why it is that everybody doesn't take the opportunity to learn as much as they can about security and keeping themselves safe is just beyond me. I don't understand that. If you are that person, I encourage you to go out today, buy my book, buy somebody else's book, take a course on security, take a self-defense class, do something to prepare yourself for a situation so that you can go out and not be paranoid and not be the sheep that just draws people to you, that draws the bad guy. You need to be the one who understands the threats, knows what to do if a threat arises. So I'm glad you joined us for the show today. I hope you learned a few things, or at least that I reminded you of a few things that you probably already knew. People, when it comes to security, they tend to get lax over time. I don't want you to do that. I want you to approach life with eyes wide open, looking for potential threats and taking action, mainly to avoid those threats, practicing situational awareness. So next week, we're going to have a pretty cool show. I had lunch today with a friend of mine who is an expert at saving money, and he is really cool. I think you're going to love the stuff he has to say. His name is Brad Smallwood, and I'm going to give you his website just to kind of prepare you for this. It's called simplesaver.com. The site address is www.simplesaver.com. simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, saver.com. Check out some of Brad's writings, and you'll want to join us next week. He's got some really good information on how to save you and your family money. A lot of the stuff that he talked about, I hadn't really even thought about, but he's got some great ideas. So I hope you join us next week. Glad you joined us today. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I hope you practice situational awareness and you practice safety in everything that you do. Thanks again for joining us. Until next week.